The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The word of God be in my mind, on my lips, in my heart. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
What did you do? In the long history of the church, now for over 2,000 years, we can discover many different images of Jesus. There's a lot. I mean, we have one here, the cosmic Christ, Jesus, not only Jesus, but all of us in this symbol, in this Christ figure. Christians have seen Jesus as the suffering Messiah, you know, of Isaiah. We often hear that before and during Lent, the last days. Christ the King, dressed in splendor, robed in splendor. We have the infant Jesus at Christmas time in the crib. Images are significant because they stir emotional reactions in us, or they're supposed to anyways. They make us feel and act in a certain way. And the image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd was one of the first and earliest Christian symbols. You're all familiar with it. Jesus as a shepherd carrying the lamb on his shoulders. The single lamb can be found on the walls of the catacombs. It also can be found on ancient gravestones. So it's an image that was important to the Christians, early Christians, of the Good Shepherd, one of the earliest. In Jesus, Christians had a backer, a shepherd who supported and gently prodded his followers to build up the kingdom of God here on earth. The church has always promoted the symbol of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. I mean, this is Good Shepherd Sunday. And read the 10th chapter of John's Gospel, and that's the whole thing on the Good Shepherd there. But something interesting happened in the course of history. There was a dramatic change that took place in how Christians understood themselves and what their place was in the church. So in time, I don't know exactly when, but in time, paintings and tapestries no longer showed the shepherd, Jesus, alone carrying a lamb, but rather he was surrounded by a great flock of sheep. And the shepherd no longer held a lamb on his shoulders, but rather had a miniature church cradled in his hands. The image changed quite a bit. That symbol conveyed the impression that Jesus was backing the institution of the church rather than just the individual. The theme and focus of church teaching and preaching then began to be focused on the role of the laity. I'm not care for that word, the laity, and in the church. Sheep listen, they obeyed and follow the leadership of the clergy, who at this time in history of the church were performing just about all the ministerial tasks in the church. Here you had patriarchy at its biggest, greatest, power and control. The symbol quite naturally created an emotional response. The laity began to understand themselves more and more as sheep needing to be cared for by their appointed clerical leaders, rather than having duties of their own to carry out the work of Christ. They were to be serviced by the clergy, rather than have service responsibilities for themselves on their own. So there was therefore submission and passivity and obedience became the signs of being a good Catholic, huh? Pray, pay, and... You don't know that one?
Obey.
Obey! Pray, pay, and obey. That's what I grew up with. Submission. This made for a very efficient institution, but it came at a great price. And it still does have come at a great price. I mean, we see what's happening in the church today and what has happened over the last 20 years. But nevertheless, the average Catholic Christian never really matured in an adult faith, because once you were confirmed, you left the church. I guess that's what they do today, but graduation, yeah, confirmation and graduation. But the church concentrated on education, but it was always for children. There was hardly any adult education in those days. So the average Christian never really matured in growing in their faith to a higher level of faith, to a more adult faith. Stayed at a very childlike understanding of their faith. They never understood themselves as having a mission of carrying out the work of the Lord and being co-creators of the kingdom of God. You are partners with God just as well as I am partners with God about bringing about God's kingdom here on earth. So, in history, thank God, there was the Protestant Reformation. Thank God for the Protestant Reformation. Of course, it was a Catholic. Luther was a good Catholic man. And also thank God for the Second Vatican Council. Those two things had a dramatic impact on the progressive evolution of Christianity, because they did something very significant. They restored and reformed the symbol. Once again, the focus is on the shepherd supporting and prodding all of us, not just the clergy, but all of us in our personal responsibility for owning our faith and building up the kingdom of God as best we can. And what this means is that you are encouraged to stop acting like sheep and assume a more proactive role in the life of the church. To act as adults in adult faith, with an adult faith, mature morals, and the responsibility of developing your conscience to be informed is up to you. You know, my brothers and sisters, ever since I was ordained, I always preached our baptism needs to be taken seriously. You know, it is more than just a social ritual and receiving a Christian name. It's a commission for ministry. Yeah, we were baptized when we were children, but still it is a commission for ministry. You see, every Christian, all Catholics are called to ministry, whether it's in the life of the church or whether it's in the parish, whether it's in society or whether it's in the family. We all have a responsibility. The image of the Good Shepherd is still a very valid image. But the shepherd doesn't ask us to be dependent like sheep on an institution. Rather, it energizes us to hopefully fulfill our responsibility to be of service, to be a partner with God in God's work here on earth. So in the end, my brothers and sisters, don't be passive spectators, but rather be active. Have an active part of Christ's ministry in the world. It's a great calling. The mission of Christ is to teach, it's to feed, it's to console, it's to encourage, it is to heal, it is to forgive, it's to reconcile. And that ministry belongs to you, as well as to the Pope and to Bishop Barron and all bishops, priests like Richard and Chris, deacons, sisters, nuns. Christ the Good Shepherd does not carry our weight, but helps us carry our own. So listen to the voice of the shepherd and bring about God's kingdom, huh? In your little acre that God has given you to tend to.